KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
And there was a memorial service for John McCain. It took place this morning at North Phoenix Baptist Church. We carried it for you live here on KTAR. And about 12:45 this afternoon, Air Force Two transported John McCain's body to Washington, D.C. And here's what it sounded like. Air Force One and the wheels up.
Arizona's known for its sunsets. You could call this the sunset for Arizona's senior Senator John McCain as he takes off one final time from Sky Harbor Airport. We will remember him fondly, of course, his legacy, what he left us with, of course. Certainly a great thing to remember, Senator John McCain. Senator McCain was fond of the Western culture and the Cowboys riding off into the sunset. And as he heads off to the west there, Senator John McCain winging his way from the west back east.
And that's what it sounded like. Air Force Two, excuse me, not Air Force One, Air Force Two. Mac, Arizona feels a little empty today. John McCain is not here, and he is never coming back. And he will have his final resting place on Sunday at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery. It's a sad day.
It is, but you couldn't have asked for a better send-off.
I agree.
Don't get me wrong. I wasn't doubting anybody. I wasn't doubting how Arizona would turn out. Mm. But that service this morning, it was great.
It was
the perfect send-off to say thank you to not only John McCain, but to John McCain's family. It was a perfect way to say, Arizona, you did good. We're mourning. We miss the man, but what a send-off for him to go to D.C. and ultimately back to the Naval Academy where he wanted to be buried by his good friend on the Severn River. I don't want to sound condescending, and I don't want to sound like I was being very skeptical, but I watched the ceremony with my wife, and we just found ourselves mesmerized by the stories, mesmerized by just the presence in that building, in that church, of people telling stories about this man who, and you cannot understate this, you will never, if you had the pleasure to meet him, you will never meet or know another man like John McCain. And you and I talked about this earlier. It felt like a presidential funeral. It felt presidential. The way this man was lauded. He did run for president twice.
Right.
But it just felt that honorable. And he's just a great guy.
I think also for some people, it felt like a funeral for a family member.
True.
And you were watching that. Listen, John McCain says it himself. He didn't live a perfect life. He made mistakes. Well, listen, we all make mistakes. But, you know, in a few minutes, former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods gave a tribute. I have never heard a tribute this good.
You've known Grant Woods for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've met him maybe twice.
I've never in my life
never
heard a better tribute.
I just sat there stunned.
It was amazing.
I sat there going, you know, will Grant Woods come to my funeral and tell stories like that? It was unbelievably touching. It was unbelievably funny. It just encompassed John McCain's life as seen through the eyes of Grant Woods, the former attorney general.
If you missed it, we're going to play it in a couple minutes. And I'm just telling you. It's perfect.
You don't want to miss it.
It's perfect. So we also heard, I mean, there was a little of everything there. There were Democrats on stage, like Joe Biden, like Tommy Espinoza, Raza Development Fund President and CEO. There was Larry Fitzgerald, a sports figure. You had Grant Woods, one of his best friends. You had a Native American musical performance. You had his children go up and read Bible verses. You had the Brophy student ensemble singing Amazing Grace. It was amazing.
And those were the people you saw from what we understand, current and former U.S. senators, as well as other notable people across both aisles, many Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
Again, it was a testament to this man and how he wanted to work with everybody for Arizona.
And the people who showed up last night to walk by Senator McCain's casket mm-hmm. at the Arizona State Capitol, I did that. I'll share my story later. The people who, when he passed away on a Saturday and his body was being, and the motorcade being brought back to Phoenix, people with American flags on the overhead of the highways. And then today on the way to North Phoenix Baptist Church, people lined the streets with American flags. It's a hero send-off. It was unbelievable. So obviously no Daily Download today. This is a very different show. John McCain, for the last time, he left Phoenix at 12:45 today on Air Force Two. Coming up, John McCain's close friend Grant Woods delivered the perfect tribute. If you have not heard it, you must hear it. It's next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
At today's memorial service for Senator McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church, Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General, worked many years with John McCain. Mac and I have said this was the perfect tribute. If you have not heard it, here it is. You'll want to hear it and you'll want to listen.
I was 28 years old and I'd only been a public defender as a few years out of law school. And for some reason, John McCain asked me to be his chief of staff when he got elected. So on my first day at 7 a.m., John McCain picked me up at my house. I went to the car and I said, "Well, do you want me to drive?" He goes, No, I'm going to drive. So I said, "Well, maybe I can sit in the back seat. I'm no expert on this, but I thought the staff drove." He goes, "No, get in the car, boy, get in the car." And for the next half hour, we just talked about the football games the day before and whatever was in the news and politics and told a few jokes. And it was, at the same time, just really a lot of fun and also quite terrifying because of his ridiculously bad driving. So he'd get excited. He would kind of, you know, he drove like this anyway. And then he would get excited and just start drifting off. I'm like, "Hey, hello over there." So we finally got where we were going, and I said, "Oh, hey, by the way, what are we doing?" And he goes, "Oh, you know, I hired the whole staff, and I want you to meet them." I said, "Oh, okay, that's good." So so we met the staff, and then we went back to the car. We got in the car, and all the staff came out, and they were all waving and things. And I said, "Well, they seem to be very nice." He goes, "Oh, you're going to have to fire half of them." I said, "What are you talking about?" And he just sped off, and the staff was waving. And about 1 minute later, we went right back by because he'd gone the wrong way, of course. He waved again. And I just say that 2 hours kind of epitomized the next 35 years for me with John McCain. It was at once a little bit harrowing, a little wild, a little crazy, but a lot of fun and the greatest honor of my life. I have people ask me all the time, "Did you ever know in those early years, did you have a feeling you had someone so special there?" And my answer is yes, absolutely. No question about it. And I'll tell you one, the first time, it was in December, and it was over in my hometown of Mesa, Arizona. We were at a Rotary Club, and I think it was all men at that time. And, you know, these are tough guys and kind of cynical about things, and here's this new guy in town. And one of them asked them, since it was December, he asked them, "What about Christmas in prison?" And he told them a couple of stories. He told them about one night when he was being interrogated for quite a long time, and it didn't go too well for his captors. They were upset with him. And so they tied him up, and they tied the ropes tight, and it was very painful, and they left him there for the night. And some guard came in who he did not know and never spoken to. And at 10 p.m., the guard walked in and unloosened the ropes. And at about 4 a.m., the guard came back and tightened them up again so that he wouldn't get in trouble. And John didn't know why that happened, but he found out a little clue a couple weeks later, right before Christmas, when he was standing in the dirt yard, and that guard just walked up next to him. And the guard didn't say a word, but with his sandal, he drew a cross in the dirt. And they looked at it for a minute, and then the guard rubbed it out and went on his way. And it was quiet in that room when John told that. And then he said, you know, on Christmas Eve, we celebrated. And we got together under this bare light bulb, and we sang Christmas carols, and we quoted Bible verses that we could remember, and we told the gospel story to each other. And I guess just that image of this band of brothers together in this godforsaken place, singing to each other. And there at the front, our guy, John McCain, beaten up but not down, singing his favorite Christmas carol. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. The words seem so far away from that place, but they leaned on the faith of their fathers and their faith in each other and their faith in their country and their faith in God. I looked out into that audience there in my hometown, and those were some of my peers and the peers of my parents. Those are tough, independent guys. They're ranchers and farmers. There's some cowboys, businessmen, entrepreneurs, and they were crying. Because they saw in John McCain a little bit of what they hoped to see in themselves. They saw in John McCain the embodiment of values that they hoped to see for their country. Over the next few months and years, John got to know this place, and he fell in love with Arizona. He loved the people, our diversity, our Native American community, our Hispanic culture, and he loved the place, in particular, the Grand Canyon, the Colorado River. We floated down that twice together, and then he kept going back and back. He loved it. He hiked the canyon with Jack not that long ago, rim to rim. He loved Sedona. He loved this place. And if John McCain fell in love with Arizona, Arizona fell in love with John McCain. We ran a lot of races here, a lot of elections. He never lost. Never really very close. Arizona loved him. We had one little blip one time when he ran for the Senate the first time. He called me on the phone. He goes, well, boy, I think I might have screwed up. I go, what? He said, well, you know, I was talking to these students at U of A, and they said, how come you're the only politician that comes down here? They only go to the retirement places. He said, well, it's because you guys don't vote. Okay. Those other dudes vote like 100%, you know. So you want people to come down here, you need to vote like they vote out at Seizure World. I said, you didn't say that, did you? Because there's this big retirement community called Leisure World in the East Valley. And they weren't real happy with their new nickname out there. So John said, like he always does, he said, okay, I screwed up. Let's go. We got to go out there. We. And so we went out, and I remember we drove in, and there was about a 90-year-old guy in a golf cart right there, and he was giving us the finger. And And little did he know, we both said, that's great. We love that. And John was like, hey, good to see you. Good to see you, pal. Thank you. Thank you. So he went in. He said, oh, sorry about that. And went to work. And guess what? I think he won that about 85-15 in that election, in that precinct. So we're going to miss so many things about him here in our state, his leadership here on these important issues. We're going to miss his sense of humor. We're going to miss his love of sports. He loved the teams, all of our teams. I mean, by love them, I mean love them, like nonstop, okay? And he loved you guys, Fitz and Gonzo and Shane. He really did. Not a coincidence. He didn't become friends just with the best players, but with the best people. And he loved you guys. But I think we also worry here in Arizona about a bigger picture. And I hope that what he stood for will maybe get a renewed look in our country. That's what he would want. He would want us to, okay, we recognize him now, but now let's get to work. And I'm sure the Vice President will talk about John and bipartisanship, but he believes so much that this, in the end, when it's all said and done, this Republican-Democrat thing's not that important, is it? We're all Americans, and you've got to get to the point where we can work together as Americans. His support of the military, I hope you members of Congress will keep that strong. It was so important that he had their backs. And one other thing. John McCain believed in our Constitution, and he stood up for it. He fought for it every step of the way. So he would not stand by as people tried to trample the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment. And you know what? He believed in the Declaration of Independence. When we proclaim to the world that every single human being is important, every single human being is precious, every single person in this world has the right to live free. Not because the government says so, but because God gave us that right. So John McCain, his entire life, stood by the freedom fighters across the world. He was there. He was there figuratively and literally, by their side, wherever they were, acknowledging their right to live free. It's a long and winding road that took him from that dirt yard in Hanoi to the dirt back roads of Hidden Valley. But through it all, he was resolute. He was courageous every step of the way. And in Arizona, he was our hero. I think you can see from this outpouring of support and love for John McCain that he was America's hero. Senator John McCain from Arizona. He served his country with honor. He fought the good fight. He finished the race. He kept the faith. Now, my friend, we can finish the song. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Amen.
The words of Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General and friend of John McCain, that's about as good as it gets. That was lovely. I don't think I have a word. That was amazing. John McCain.
Words perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah. John McCain left Arizona earlier today for the last time. Coming up next, we'll talk about more of the tributes next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
John McCain left this state for the last time at about 12:45 this afternoon, leaving Sky Harbor Airport, an airport that he regularly flew into, not directly, mind you, when they did decide to, from Washington to Phoenix. I think this story is so John McCain. They finally figured out a direct route on the airline, and he refused to take a direct route because he didn't want to think that he got a special favor because he tried to come home, fly home, and go to Sedona almost every other weekend. That's John McCain. Earlier, there was a wonderful memorial, a wonderful send-off and remembrance of John McCain, and Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, was there at North Phoenix Baptist Church. And I got to tell you, Alex, boy, this felt almost presidential, didn't it? I mean, this felt like we were saying goodbye to a president, but this was a two-time running guy from the state of Arizona, Senator John McCain. What did it feel like for you?
You know, you're right. It did feel like a presidential memorial or a funeral service. I've covered presidential funerals, and it did have the same feeling to that. But it really shows you the respect that so many people have for John McCain, for his legacy, what he went through earlier in his life, what he was able to do in the Senate. And today here at the church, it was very similar in feeling to what we felt yesterday outside the state capitol when the motorcade pulled up. You wait to see them come around the bend into the driveway area here. And first, it's all of those law enforcement motorcycles, their lights going, moving very, very slowly, and just silent, except for the rumble of the motorcycles and the helicopters up above. Nobody's saying a word, just like what we saw yesterday. So many members of the military, veterans, police, firefighters were lined up, standing, saluting, or standing at attention, holding American flags. Here today, a similar thing. As they pulled in, there were a lot of people saluting, nobody saying a word, and then waiting for the back door of the motorcade to open up and slowly the casket coming out as the family stood there watching and quite emotional.
Alex Stone is joining us. He's right here in the Valley, ABC News correspondent. He's covered earlier today at the North Phoenix Baptist Church, the memorial service for John McCain. When they took the casket out and the family was there, what was that like?
Well, they were standing right behind the casket as it was pulled out, right behind the hearse, and you could see on their faces the emotion. Cindy McCain looking straight ahead as the casket was pulled out, not appearing to really cry, but obviously you could see the weight of the grief that she's feeling right now. Megan McCain, she had her arm around other family members, similar to what was seen at Sky Harbor when they were watching it again, being taken out of the back of the hearse. At that point, she had her arm around her sister, that her siblings seemed to be kind of rallying around her and holding her up and giving her the love that she needs right now. Of course, she was so emotional yesterday at the Capitol that the family stood there as their husband, their father, was pulled out, and the U.S. Armed Forces body bearer team slowly and in unison brought that casket inside the building. They're going to have to go through this so many times. You think it happened yesterday at the Capitol. It happened today. It's going to happen tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol. It's going to happen on Saturday at the National Memorial. It's going to happen on Sunday at their private funeral in Annapolis when he's also buried there. That they're emotionally, and Doug Ducey was telling me yesterday as we were chatting, that this is a rough week for the family, obviously, not just because of the passing alone, but they have to continually emotionally go through this at every one of these services being held.
Yeah, four or five of these, and it'll go all the way until Sunday. Alex Stone is right here in the Valley, and he was covering this big story for ABC News. Were you at all allowed inside? I know they didn't allow all the media inside.
Yeah, no, I didn't go inside. We were on the air during that time, so we had to be outside to be able to talk. But I can tell you a lot of the crowd that showed up all morning long. I've been out here since about 1:30 in the morning, and people started to get here very early, members of the public who had gotten tickets. And then probably around 6 o'clock this morning, there were members of those friends and family who had been invited to be here, all wearing black like you would expect to a memorial. But they were all anxious to go inside. They were somber to be here, but also they wanted to remember John McCain and that smile on his face, as we heard from so many of the speakers today, that so many of the good stories at times, like with Larry Fitzgerald talking about, here's a younger African-American man with a white older guy, and one guy runs for president, one guy runs out of bounds. You know, it's those moments that there were a lot of smiles on the faces of folks in the crowd.
Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, covering North Phoenix Baptist Church, where the memorial for Senator John McCain was held. Alex, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate the time.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
I've met Alex before. Alex is a great guy and a great storyteller. And, you know,
cover stories all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah.
And to hear how many people have come from other places. That is what has struck me, what Alex was telling us. How many people have driven from California? One guy showed up from St. Louis. Another person showed up just wanting to say goodbye. And they didn't live here. That's how much this man has really meant to America, not just this state, of the people who came from other states to say goodbye. That just floors me.
I also think it's interesting that Alex Stone has covered other presidents' funerals.
Yes.
And this was not a presidential funeral, but it sure looked like it, and it sure felt like it.
You're right.
And when Alex said, you know, I had the same feeling at McCain's funeral, the memorial, as I did at other presidential funerals.
Yeah.
That says something.
It does.
Not everybody gets this.
Well, we told an intern earlier, remember this. Remember this day.
Yeah.
You're not going to see anything like this probably in your lifetime, the way this one man affected a state and a nation.
I think today's moment where many of us will get choked up is when he left. When he was in Air Force Two and wheels went up at Sky Harbor. That was a tough one. We're going to play you some audio of what that sounded like, and then KTAR news reporter Allie Vetner is going to join us. She actually watched McCain leave Arizona for the last time. That's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos, looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
Now we watch as Senator John McCain is lifting off, leaving Arizona behind to his final resting place. As we say wheels up, when they leave the tarmac, this will be the final time that John McCain will be here in his beloved state of Arizona. Arizona is known for its sunsets. You could call this the sunset for Arizona's senior Senator John McCain as he takes off one final time from Sky Harbor Airport. We will remember him fondly, of course, his legacy, what he left us with, of course. Certainly a great thing to remember, Senator John McCain. Arizona has his heart, has his roots, has his legacy, and off he goes.
And at 12:46 today, Air Force Two took the body of John McCain, and right now is on the way to Washington, D.C. Joining us now in studio, KTAR news reporter Allie Vetner. She was out watching this near Sky Harbor Airport. Oh, my goodness. That was a tough one to watch McCain leave Arizona for the last time. Allie, you saw it with your own eyes. Man, I don't know. I barely kept it together. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the strongest emotionally, but out there reporting on the news, trying to stay strong, just get the facts out there and talk about Air Force Two's wheels up off the tarmac. But I mean, I gotta say, it's definitely emotional. Even just the power of seeing that United States of America, that giant airplane in front of you, that kind of takes your breath away. But then to think about the heavy fact of, okay, Senator McCain's body is within that plane, his entire family is in that plane, and then to also see the procession still on the tarmac as it's taking off, it was a very heavy thing to report on today.
So were you actually at Sky Harbor, or were you like in a tall building somewhere close to Sky Harbor? Like how close were you to Air Force Two?
So I was on the top of Terminal 3's parking garage on the north side of the tarmac. So, I mean, it was the parking structure, the tarmac, and then there's that hangar for the Air Force. But I was right there. I could see it all and see them the procession drive onto the tarmac, and then in addition, kind of go up and down the tarmac and then take off to the west. So kind of saw it go in front of me and then back in front of me taking off.
And I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but did you notice, did other planes, did other people at the airport on the tarmac, did they give a wave? Did they acknowledge that that was the senator from Arizona on that plane on the runway?
Some of the air traffic did stop, obviously, having that giant airplane on the tarmac, but there wasn't a massive pause in any traffic in airlines. But you could definitely tell that people were, I mean, no one went in that area of the plane. But while I was on top of the parking structure, it was kind of cool to see people start to slowly trickle up. I mean, Terminal 3's parking structure is kind of under construction right now. So I was at the very top, and obviously not a lot of people are going to park their car in the sun. But Uber drivers started to kind of pour up to the top, and I was like, oh, you guys up here to see Senator McCain's plane take off? And they're like, yeah, like, we heard the traffic around the airport was going to get pretty bad because of the procession, and they're like, this is an opportunity to witness history. And so I was up there with a couple of Uber drivers, and in addition to that, there was a couple of people up there with American flags waving them, just saying, we weren't able to go down to the Capitol yesterday to see Senator McCain lying in state, so we thought this would be a good way to kind of send him off.
I just real quick, I actually thought about taking baby brother out of daycare
because he loves airplanes. Take off, right.
And to actually see that, but I knew I couldn't make it into work. But
right.
What a great way to send off the senator for the last time, because he'll be buried in Maryland in Annapolis. What a great way for people to come out on top of those airport structures, the parking garages. That's just great.
Allie, thanks for joining us. Allie Vetner, KTAR News, and she was watching with her own eyes, Senator John McCain leave Arizona for the very last time. Feels a little empty in Arizona today, doesn't it, Mac?
Yeah, it does.
Feels a little bit
empty.
Something's missing, and I think we know exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, Arizona did an outstanding job in giving John McCain a hero send-off. I went down yesterday to the Arizona State Capitol, as did thousands of others, to walk past.
Yeah, you went down after the show.
John McCain's casket. I'll tell you my story, and, man, I met somebody, and I saw something really cool. It's next.